Good afternoon, Dr. Schneider. Dictating a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry report on Ruben Velez, V-E-L-E-Z. This goes to Dr. Galfier on 5923. Mr. Velez performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's no airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period compared to a prior study dated 5-10-22. There's been no change period, new paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on George Cobb. This goes to Dr. Eisenhower. On 5-9-23, Mr. Cobb performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 10-1-22, there's been no significant change period, new paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Cynthia Stevenson. This goes to Dr. Thompson. On 5-9-23, Mrs. Stevenson performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a moderate impairment in flow rates, period. The air velocity index was less than 1. However, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8, period. Compared to a prior study dated 8-18-22, there's been no significant change, period, new paragraph impression, moderate restriction, without significant airways obstruction, without bronchoreactivity, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Rhonda Mooney. This goes to Dr. Lucas. On 5-9-23, Mrs. Mooney performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was severely impaired. It was very severe airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 1-11-23, there's been no change. Period of paragraph compression, very severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Robert Patton. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 5-9-23, Mr. Patton performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction nor bronchoreactivity period. New paragraph impression, normal study. Next is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Robert Sharkey. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 5-9-23, Mr. Sharkey performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. It was a moderate impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was a good response, leaving the patient with a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period, new paragraph impression, minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a bronchospastic component, period. Thank you.